Well, good morning and welcome to this special Pledge Day edition of The Quiz Show. My name is Ed Hollihan and yours isn't. We are so glad that you joined us this morning for 1 hour of Quizzy Puzzlers radio trivia and our special guest, that's right, Laura Erickson. Now, as you already, what was that, folks? What did I say? That's what I thought you said. Boy, she's been here since 3 a.m. and she's hanging in there. Keep hanging in there, Laura. Thank you. As you already know, today is our one-day, all-day fall pledge drive. So this is the first of many times that we will be giving you this phone number.
608-638-9378.
You know why you should call that as soon as possible? So that you can be one of the people to help gobble up that Organic Valley match. One more time, Anne. What did they put up for us? How much?
$5,000 match.
Get out.
Organic Valley, $5,000.
So generous.
That's
yes.
Tasty.
That's now, hold it. Match. Emily, I know you're really good at maths.
I'm actually terrible
so
at
like
math.
I'm one of the worst. On a match, if I gave a dollar, how much would it be worth?
$2?
I knew it. I picked the right person. Yes. Seriously, folks, that is.
Did you get a point for that?
Yeah please.
Yeah,
I just did. I told you
that.
Another
Ba-boom.
Point. Well done. Okay, so I can see now Emily's ahead 3-0 on
no,
the.
It's worth 3 points.
Yes. Our math's getting crazy, you guys.
That was just a little humor. Okay. Hey, we have three brainiacs in the house, which is so much fun. Emily Grantham.
Yeah, where?
Scanning.
Emily Grantham
Scanning.
Is with us this morning. Welcome back. Great to see you.
Oh, it's so nice to be here. WDRT. It's a special place.
It is a special place.
With special people.
Studio audience is so wonderful.
They're great. That's such a great new addition, the studio audience. They're teaming. Hey, you leave Laura alone out there. Okay, good. Matt Shortridge is in the house.
How's it going?
Are you managing the quiz show?
See everybody. Thank you. Keep it down.
Yeah, and Zoe Drew King is at her mic.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being head, Zoe. Hey, we got a couple of minutes to ask you folks for your hard-earned dough. We don't know how much you have. We don't know how much you can afford. We're asking you for some of it, okay? Join the club. Join the family. We need you in the lodge here with us. And we have things just in case people wanted things for their donations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I mean, things. Just in case they did.
Yeah, you know.
I love things.
Okay.
Hot new things.
Are these a few of your favorite things?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What would they be?
Well, for a $60 donation or $5 a month, you can get our cool new custom bandana.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then for a $120 or above donation or $10 a month, you can get the sling bag or otherwise known as a fanny pack.
Thank you for us oldies. That's
yeah.
important.
Yeah. Very yeah. hip.
It's with the coolest.
Fanny, yeah. pack, fanny packs are back. That's what I've heard.
They're back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back here.
Mm-hmm.
They're right back there.
Yeah.
Right
in okay,
the back.
Good.
Lower
good.
Back.
Yeah.
That's great. But mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about thank you gifts. You have to worry about finding a couple, two, 3 bucks to send our way. The best way to do that, by the way, is to stop in, right?
It's a good
Ain't
time.
That right?
We've got donuts.
And the best
Hold
gift,
it.
We got, gift is
we
this.
Got donuts here.
There are donuts.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You can have one if you come down.
Donuts.
Mm. I'm nuts for donuts.
Would you say that again, please, Mr. Shortridge?
I'm nuts for donuts.
And you people yes. ask why he's invited back. This is why he's invited back.
People do ask. I ask myself.
You ask. You know what? The rules around here are simple. This is a quiz game, and we will get to it, I promise you. The rules are simple. The panel will be asked a question. The first player to buzz in will have a chance to answer that question. If the answer is incorrect, another panelist may buzz in. Now, a correct answer will receive 1 point. Every once in a while, this is a heads up to the master of the math, there might be an extra point awarded. Could we do that if I give you advance warning?
Mm-hmm.
That was a big affirmative.
Your personal capricious judgment.
That's what I was wondering.
Welcome to the quiz show.
Okay, Ed, you'll let us know then.
I certainly will. It's time for our first game.
Eddie, baby.
I love it when you say that. It's the September game, and it's all about notable events that have occurred in the month of September all throughout history.
Oh. Okay.
Fair warning, some of them are difficult.
Great.
So no be swearing. Ready with your buzzers. On September 8th, 1966, this iconic sci-fi TV series premiered. Zoe.
Star Trek?
For 1 point. Yes. First point on the board. Zoe, 1 point.
Killing it. From the jump. I did not know that.
That's it. It's all downhill from here.
Good luck with this one. I've been reading the answer for a week now, and I still don't know the answer to this question. Which planet was discovered by Johann Gottfried Galle on September 23rd in 1846. 1846, which planet? Matt?
Just because this is an opportunity for me to say this on the air, I'm going to say it has to be Uranus.
You're wrongus.
It was worth it.
Okay, anybody else? Well, yes, Emily?
Neptune.
Well, it would be Neptune.
Oh, I was going through the list. Yeah.
All right.
But thank you.
Somebody had to take the setup. Somebody had to take the hit.
Oh.
Hi, me hearties.
Wow.
On September 19th of every year, some people celebrate Talk Like a What Day? Emily?
Pirate?
I'll be a pirate!
That's a point. An Australian pirate, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, they had some. In fact, they were all crooks. That's why they... No, never mind. That's history. On this date, in 1983, Vanessa Williams became the first African-American winner of this competition. What was it, Zoe?
Is it Miss America?
It's Miss America.
Wow.
I wish we could all do the theme. What is the official flower for the month of September? Zoe.
It's the aster.
Holy
mackerel. Or morning glory.
Depending
on what you're reading.
And Terry and I had bets on that one.
It's my birth month.
Wait a minute. She's got her phone out.
I've been reading Wikipedia the whole time.
Time out. Terry, could you give us a time out? This is a phone emergency. Okay, we fixed the phone emergency. On September 1st in 1939, which major historical event began? 1939, September 1st. 1939. Matthew?
World War II?
It would be World War II.
Very nice.
When Germany invaded their neighbor Poland.
Wah-wah.
This usually blue gem is the birthstone for September. What is it? Zoe?
Well, Zoe's
got sapphire.
Unfair advantage.
Talk about on fire. Well, I'm saying.
There it is, Matt.
There was a few well-placed bucks before the show, and yes. it pretty much accounts for it.
It happens to have been Zoe's.
My donation was private.
Last one for September. On September 17th in 1996, she launched a book club that would become massively influential. Matthew.
Oprah Winfrey.
That would be Oprah. Yay. Yes, indeed, for a point.
I'm getting all of these right in my head.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, give yourself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think you get 8 points.
8 points Good for Anna. She's winning.
She's
the real winner.
Well, not all of them, but lots of them.
Is Anne the accountant.
Anne, would you whip out that accounting machine that you have? Or are we abacus today?
Here we go.
See. Yeah. Okay, good. Our master of the math is Anne Altman, and she is currently doing totals for
All right, I've got it.
Really? Wow, that was quick.
Matt and Emily are tied at 2
yes.
points.
Mm. Okay.
And Zoe got 4.
Ooh.
Zoe got 4.
So, Zoe. Let me get this straight. Through the power of a couple of well-placed bucks, Zoe has a 2 times lead over the others.
That's some math.
Wow. That's okay. Math right there.
That's,
you didn't even use the calculator for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm peeking at Anne's.
I see.
She's constantly feeding me these things. you know what? Why not do this now instead of challenging people later?
Uh-oh.
If you're tuned in right now, yeah, I'm talking to you out there. If you are tuned in right now, you're tuned in because you like what you hear on WDRT. Ain't that right?
Yes.
That's right.
Very much.
And if you like what you hear someplace, what do? You support them. Ain't that right?
You that's better.
I think
right.
That's how it goes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a birthday, so you should send us a card. And what do you do when little Billy has a birthday? You put
a little bit of do-re-mi in there.
What he said. Yes. All of which is to say, would you please, please help us out to, excuse me, that's breakfast is backing up. Please help us out this morning by pledging your love to this community radio station. We do need you.
We need you very much.
What do you think?
Yeah, we need
how
you.
How do you do that? How do you pledge?
Good question.
How
somebody
do you
help
send
with
the
this?
Money to
so
them?
You need to call. Call 608-638-9378. Donna will answer the phone or someone else, and they'll take your pledge. Or
you could maybe go online.
Yeah.
Because it's 2025.
Yeah.
You know, there are people that are just walking in the door here at the station.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring cash money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cash, check, credit card, we take it all.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
No.
Oh, I was liking that one. No. No sandwiches.
That's for
okay.
me for lunch.
Cold, hard cash.
Cash.
And so to do it online, WDRT.org, if you didn't already know that.
So that's like if you have a computer. Mm-hmm. Or an otherwise device?
A device.
Is that what we say now? Like a sling blade pack?
Sling blade?
What is that thing?
Just stop by your head, Ed.
We're going to give you a free sling blade. Things
are getting
wet. Donation.
Now I really want to make a donation.
And remember, OV matches every little buck you send our way. I see that... board out there just climbing and climbing and climbing. Yay. If one of our helpers would enjoy so much to bring in some names to thank, I would love thanking those people. And then we will send a cue right outside this window to that person who keeps running up to this window as to when to bring on our not-so-mysterious guest, okay? We still have a game before...
A lot of pantomime happening right now.
This is fun, yes. Oh, what we didn't tell folks is we have the new drive-up window.
What?
It is open.
Drive-through?
Yeah.
It's a drive-through radio, so you...
Yeah, it's right on... What side of the building is it on? I've misplaced
the
it. It's on the...
South.
On the southeastern corner of the western face of the building. We're just kidding. There is no drive-up window.
Yes.
Just come here yourself.
But we have people to thank.
We do. I love these people. Thank you to Robert, to Mike, to Dan, to Toby, and to Marilyn and Ralph. Thank you all so much. We are rapidly approaching $3,000, folks, so keep that. Yeah. Would you say that again? Whoa. Absolutely.
Whoa.
If Keanu were here, he would say,
whoa.
So thank you, and thank you again. We'll be asking you all day, so you keep that dial tuned right where it is.
Or just donate now and get it over with.
There you go.
We'll
keep asking even if you donate now.
I mean,
you can
keep listening, but still. I mean,
I've always loved you for your directness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give now, forget about the rest of the... No, we don't say. Give. Just give and just give. Whatever you can, whenever you can. Okay? Okay. You heard it here. We're moving up to our next game, which is called Back to School.
Okay.
That's right. It's September. It's Back to School.
I remember school.
So long ago.
Long ago.
It features sound bites from well-known movies.
Oh.
All of them having to do with school in one way or another.
Should we just give Zoe the points? Skip to the next section.
I don't know if I slipped her enough bucks for this one. Okay, Terry, would you please play the first clip?
A lot of people will tell you that a good phony fever is a deadlock, but...
Zoe!
I believe it's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You would believe correctly.
Which I've never seen.
Oh, wow. Rub it in.
Sorry.
Our faces, will you? Oh, thanks a lot. I haven't seen it, but I know the answer. Did you chumps know the answer? Oh,
no.
Sorry. Number two, please, Terry.
Missy is bank. Bankrupt? We've already so decided on Jamie.
Brittany, this is...
Matt.
Heathers.
Good guess.
Not so much.
It was a good guess.
You want to play it again? Yeah. Zoe.
Is it Bring It On?
Damn, you're good. It is Bring It On.
What the?
Let's refer back to my suggestion that we just give Zoe all the points for this.
I don't watch movies.
It's not fun that way.
Yeah, that helps our morale a lot. Okay, number three, please, sir.
He's going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you.
Look, it's not too late. You can stay here with me.
I don't want to stay with you, Mommy.
Zoe.
It's Carrie.
I really need to get out
okay.
more.
Yeah. Hey, here's a tip for the rest of you. You can actually watch movies at home nowadays.
Whoa.
Yes, they have those things streaming. And
but there's no video store in town anymore.
Yeah, you can't go.
Did Blockbuster close?
Okay.
Mm-mm. Give me a minute. I'll get another source for you. Okay.
My VHS tapes are all tangled up.
That's why you're tangled. Yeah.
Oh, do you remember that? Ah, that's for a whole other show. Tangled tapes? My goodness. How about another one, Terry?
Lawrence is good at piano. He shall be rocking in my show. Ragagaga.
That's perfect.
Emily.
I got one. Yay. School of Rock.
You'd be right. Yay.
Yay, Jack Black.
Jack Does anybody Black. Else love Jack Black? I love Jack Black. I got to say. Yes. Oh. I got to say. Okay. This one might be a tad tricky. So pay extension. Next, please.
Blake!
Now, many of you have seen Shakespeare done very much like...
Well, hold it. Let me check my board. Zoe.
Sorry. It's Dead Poets Society.
It sure is. Dead Poets Society. There are many Robin Williams fans out there, and that was yet another. He was pretty good with voices, you know? I mean, he was pretty good. last one, folks. Last one. Please, Terry.
Are you through? No, I'm doing society a favor. So, that's another one right now.
Emily.
I actually know this one, too. Is it the Breakfast Club?
It is the Breakfast
Yay!
Club.
You dressed the part today.
I knew that one, too.
Not that you can tell over the radio, but...
Yes. And we're wearing matching earrings, that's Zoe true. And I.
Just that's so right. We got coral and turquoise yeah. going
mm-hmm.
here.
Amy Arnold.
That is so
Amy
nice.
Arnold.
Shout out. Thank you, Amy. Shout out to Amy.
They called each other up this morning to do the earring thing, and they didn't call me.
Well, so that's why we had a back-to-school game, because it was just like, what are you wearing today?
I know. I'm just feeling a little bit left out.
I used to ask my brother that, and he'd hit me. So I stopped asking him what he was wearing today.
So who should I hit?
No, I'm not suggesting
hitting. Did he really hit you?
No.
Oh.
And never mind. We'll talk about hitting me later.
I hit you, but I just didn't hit your brother.
Hello? Closer. Have, okay,
yeah.
great.
There
sorry.
You go. Yeah. Thanks for the cue. Oh, I have to keep my heart still for just one more minute Anne gives us the totals. Would you do that?
I got
please?
Them ready already.
You know what?
Oh
You're so
gosh.
Quick.
We're just going to go. We're just going to say it. Zoe's winning with 8 points.
Oh, boy.
And then Emily's coming behind her at 4.
Okay,
yes,
not sure.
And our friend Matt
there's
has
other,
2.
Yeah, there's one other.
Matt has
person.
2.
Hold it, there are 3 contestants. What was I thinking?
There's three.
You're doing great.
He's here. He's here.
Zoe, hang in there. I know it's tough.
I know.
But, you know, hang in there.
Yeah, heavy is the crown.
Yeah. Hold it.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown? That's what it is. My apologies. I'm going to be quiet now.
Don't be quiet.
Hear you. Be
don't
loud.
Be quiet.
I don't think you want that.
Speaking of don't be quiet, look who's in the house.
Oh.
Good morning, Laura.
Laura's in the house.
Top of the morning.
In the house.
Oh, God. Did you know she was Irish? Not too many people know that.
Oh, yeah. I'm Chicago Irish. My last name was Farley.
Really?
Oh,
see, now I'm still learning things. Farley from Chicago. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome back. Hey, welcome back, seriously. It's great to have you in here again.
I love this friendly station.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Mm.
And you are a shot in the arm. I can tell you by the pledge totals so far that everybody's glad you're here. Thank
Bones
you.
Are ringing off the hook.
Thanks for being here.
Well, now... Here comes the hard part. Wait. For Laura, that is. This is the easy part for you guys. She will turn the tables, I promise. But this is the hard part for Laura. We will play some bird vocalizations for Laura. It's her job to identify them. And you panelists, I know you're all expert birders. If you want to help, feel free. Oh, you know, boy. I mean, if Laura pleads with you, help me, get me out of this one.
Okay.
Are you good, Laura? Are you ready to go?
I don't know if I'm good, but I'm ready.
Oh, you're beyond good. Number one, please, Terry.
The car alarm bird.
Whoa.
Okay, it didn't repeat enough to be a mockingbird.
It's another continent's idea.
It's another continent. It's one of the birds, I think, in Australia.
That would be right. Keep going, lady. You're all over it. Can we hear that again, please?
It sounds like a siren. So it's a bird that's heard.
Yes.
These sounds and mimics.
Yes, it is.
Oh. And you can pick that up.
Including
but I don't...
chainsaw, including Carla. And
wow.
This is for real. These are bird vocalizations. Can we hear them one more time?
But I'm not sure which one.
This is a bird
crazy.
In the middle
That's
of the rainforest
amazing.
Who's heard all of these sounds.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lyre bird.
Yeah.
And it lives in Australia.
But you spell lyre, L-Y-R-E. Ah. It's not lying about all the
No. It's a very honest lyre bird.
Yeah. Yes.
The truthful lyre.
I'm giving her a point for that because she knew a lot about this bird. Even though she
I'd
didn't know the name.
Points, but what the heck?
So I didn't know I was going to learn something today. That's I wish you had told me ahead of time because it's a little makes me perspire a little bit.
I've always called the mockingbird and the brown thrasher the Othello birds because the way they attract their mate is the way Othello attracted Desdemona by telling her stories about all their experiences. Look, I had this experience with the cell phone. Look, I had this experience with children playing in a playground. And the females are...
That is incredible.
It is romantic.
Okay, folks, how many people, when you ask them to do a lyre bird, do it that way? Hey, look at my cell phone. Hey. Thank you for that. It was indeed the lyre bird. How about number two, Terry, please?
Oh, I have no idea.
Way to play along, Laura.
I live in Minnesota, and the word lunatic is not related to the word loon.
No.
The etymology of the word loon is lam. It's a Scandinavian word for somebody who cannot maneuver well. Is lame.
Seriously?
It's related to our word lame because loons cannot walk. On land.
Oh. Huh.
So I thought I would throw that in since...
Thank you, dear. How you doing, Matt? A little more education there. It's tough.
He's
it's
really
time.
Sweating.
I know.
My husband said my tombstone will read, "She blathered about birds."
Oh,
you could do worse, pal. That's a great epitaph. Epitaph? Is that what that is on your tombstone, or is that another word?
Epitaph.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, here's a very strange one. Good luck with this one, my dear. Go ahead, dear.
I've called this bird in going, it's an American bittern.
Oh.
That's a kind of heron.
Dang, you're good. Could you do that again, please?
That's amazing.
How do you get him? I'd give a shiny dollar if I could do that.
Gosh.
You know what I mean?
I would just bring I'd bring a frog and just let the frog do it.
Do we have them here? We have them here.
The frogs?
Bitterns.
Bitterns.
They're in marshes and in cattail marshes that are fairly extensive. But they, when they get scared, they hold their bill upward and they're brown streaked and they just blend in. With the vegetation.
Like a reed, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but they're really cool birds.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
They're in the heron family.
What a great call. Mm. Okay. This was a new one to me, so good luck. Number next. It's It's almost an electronic sound.
Yeah, it's very Great Tail Grackle-ish, but they're...
It is Grackle-ish.
But
he happens to live in South America. Yeah, I couldn't get it either.
I'm not sure.
That's a club-winged mannequin.
Oh, I know that
one. Oh, a mannequin. There sounds...
we're trying to get Zoe to speak up a little more.
I'm joking.
Yes. There's two different mannequin birds where you spell them different ways. M-A-N-N-I, K-I-N.
Yeah.
And that's not this bird. This is M-A-N-A.
You're absolutely right.
And the mannequins make their sounds with these wing things where they're hopping around and doing wing and tail.
So that's not a vocal. That's a that's not a wingalization.
And you promised you were giving me a vocalization.
You know, I threw you.
That's
point for Laura.
That seems fair.
Yeah. My goodness. Wow. I'll make no mannequin jokes here. next one, please.
I know this one.
I'm sure you've been out of an evening looking for such, haven't you?
Yes. This is an American woodcock.
There
was one in my front yard when I was driving in the driveway with my little grandson, and he got to see a woodcock with its great big beak, which is cool. But the way I added a woodcock to my yard list, because they weren't within hearing range, but they were about a half mile away, down in along our railroad track, we used to have them displaying. So I brought my parabolic reflector up on our roof, aimed it, and got to hear it to add it for my yard. But now they, one actually came into my yard.
The only woodcock I remember is the guy that was in the mail train on Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah.
In memory of Robert Redford.
Yes. Yes.
And I,
yes, here too.
But that was the way. When Paul Newman recognized his voice and the way his hat went up.
Woodcock!
So great.
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh, anyway, well, let's do a whole show on...
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Paul Newman.
I can do that. I watched the movie 5 times when I went to the University of Illinois. Because on Friday nights, it cost a dime to see a movie at the auditorium. Sure. And the engineering students would be up ahead of time before the movie on the balcony throwing off paper airplanes to see who's went farthest. It was really cool.
That's a real test.
Okay, dear, I got one more for you. One more and one more only. Good luck with this one. Nobody knows what this is. We're not making this up.
The Tarzan bird.
There's a reason Australia is on the other side of the planet.
It's a kookaburra.
It certainly is.
Oh,
and this bird is
great.
One of them. Can
you imagine? If you were a Girl Scout, you sang the song, Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
Everybody.
Kookaburra laugh, kookaburra hey, your life must be.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, man. A point for everybody. A point for everybody in the house. Thank you.
That rehearsal paid off. That was sweet.
Well, I get to ask you guys questions.
Oh,
next.
No.
As promised, my dear. Yes, Laura. Yes. No, would you do the honors, please? Go in.
We're going to do a few quick thank yous.
Yes.
We have Scott over at Bad Axe Music.
Way to go.
Alyssa and Matt. Thank you. Carol Ann. Oh, sweet. Thank you, Carol Ann. And Peter and Sheila, and also Molly as well. And a couple of these folks are sustainers.
Thank you, sustainers, to give an extra donation,
which is super sweet. Thank you.
We love you.
Yeah.
We do love you. For everybody. Woo-hoo! And now, just to turn the tables, Laura will pose the puzzlers. All of which involve well-known phrases in which bird characteristics describe some human behavior. The game is called Birdiums. I'll give you one example, okay? This birdium refers to a clear view from above.
Bird's eye view.
Yes! Whoa. That would be a bird's eye view.
That refers to frozen vegetables.
That was actually his last name.
It was. You're right.
I have to know these things.
You do know
That's
these
my,
things.
My job is a professional radio bird watcher.
That's what she There's a thought. Mm-hmm. Professional radio bird watcher.
Yeah.
Okay, Laura, you're up. You give him some good ones.
Okay, this birdium refers to like-minded individuals congregating.
Birds of a feather.
You'd be right. Oh.
And if you say the whole thing, it refers to the congregating birds of a feather.
Flock together.
Why can't you and I? Oh, no, okay.
This birdium refers to one's personal independence.
Flying Zoe. Solo?
Oh, you know what? That's not half a point.
That's really good. No,
that's nice.
It's not it, though.
That's not it. Anybody else on that one? Personal independence.
Think of a synonym for independent.
Okay, Laura, tell them what it is.
As free as a bird.
Of course. Sure.
Okay, yeah. Number next, please.
This birdium is about the value of possessing something. Hmm.
I want to grasp it by the husk.
Corniums for, no. Yeah.
Monty Python.
Let me see. We could probably.
That's
all right. We'll forgive you that.
As opposed to opposed.
Let's say something is over there and it's not over here. It would be much better if it were here. Over here.
In my nest.
Wouldn't it?
If I feathered my nest with it.
Ooh. Grab it by the claw.
A grabby gesture.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
A bird. Okay. In the
Go
hand.
Ahead.
Worth two.
Oh, it's worth two in the bush?
Two in the bush.
Oh.
I know.
Tricky. Okay. That was a These good description, tricky. Though.
Okay, Laura.
This birdium talks about the value of rising first thing in the morning.
Emily.
The early bird gets the worm.
Yes. And just parenthetically, it's the first question we've had three buzzes on. Thank you. Yes. Thank you all for buzzing in.
We got it.
Go, Laura.
This birdium describes travel in a straight line.
As the crow
Matt,
flies.
It is as the crow flies.
I did not know that.
Oh. Hmm.
Not as the chickadee flies.
Oh, yeah.
you get kind of irpy if you flew like... Yeah, right.
This birdium refers to a rude finger display.
Laura? Emily.
Flipping the bird?
Yes. Funny you would get that one.
Somehow I always get that one. That person. Now, this is personally offensive to me.
I get it.
But that person is not the brightest in the room.
Perhaps Zoe. They're bird brain.
Well, perhaps yes. They are.
Which I think is a compliment.
There's a million birds right now flipping
not
us.
Not the sharpest bird in the...
toolbox.
How about some thank you, Laura, for doing that. We're going to get a new total for you, and then we'll say goodbye.
Aw. It was fun, though.
Can she stay?
So much fun.
Well, we'll do it in the reverse order this time.
Okay.
Matt's come up to four.
Thank
you. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Matt. Doubled.
Emily's at seven.
Okay.
And Zoe took a 1 point increase at nine.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's a game. Enough. It's a game.
Finally, birdiums.
It's a game.
Thank
hey,
you, Laura.
Stick around for just a minute, would you? I just want to thank you for everybody. It's been such a great morning. We are just so lucky that you do this. And thank you, and thank you, and
I
thank
was
you.
Happy to be invited. And I'll stick around for 45 minutes or an hour if anybody stops
really?
By the station.
Oh,
sure.
Yay! That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Come
Thanks, Laura.
Hi.
Let's say, for instance, if a person had a book of yours that they would like your name in. Would you do that for them?
Yeah, but the first time I did a book signing in Duluth, they had when my first book, For the Birds, came out, it was packed. And my son was like 6 years old, and he was looking more and more distressed.
Oh.
And he comes up and whispers in my ear, "Mommy, why are you writing in everybody's new book?"
That's
right. That's a no-no, isn't it? Don't scribble in the book.
You learned a good lesson.
That's great. I want to meet that guy.
He's a little older now.
Yes, I imagine
we
so.
All.
Aren't we all? Well, not you and me, but the rest of the world is. It's great to see you. You take good care. Safe travels.
Will do.
Thank you, Laura.
How about it, folks? Huh? Laura Erickson.
Oh, my gosh.
Laura Erickson.
Woo! Yeah! Woo! Cacao! Cacao!
The crowd just went crazy for her.
They're a good audience.
As they do.
They're very warm.
What a treat. What a treat. Well, I see by the clock on the wall that it's time for radio trivia.
Okay.
I'll ask the panel questions about people, places, and events that played a part in radio history. Are y'all ready?
Barely.
I think so.
Kind of.
Radio trivia. Who is considered the father of radio?
Marconi.
Matt Marconi.
Nice.
I'll give you 98 points for his first name. Just kidding about that.
Antonio.
It's close.
Is it Robert?
It's Guglielmo.
Would not have gotten that.
No, it's a tough one. What year did the first commercial radio broadcast take place in these United States? What year?
Oh, my God.
It was before 1930. I'll tell you that. Matt.
1927.
Close, but even before that. Emily?
1926.
Close.
Price is right.
But even before that.
1923.
Wrong, everybody. Ah. All right. It was the even 1920. Good old.
Wow, that was before 1930.
Sure, for sure.
Those of you keeping score,
I knew that.
KDKA in Pittsburgh. You did, didn't you?
Oh, Anne's points are climbing.
I hate it when it's right here and you can't get it.
The real winner is Anne.
That's true. Every time.
What does the acronym AM stand for in radio? Matt.
Amplitude modulation.
It certainly does.
Correct. What?
Whoa. He's making that up.
No, he didn't. I know because my uncle had his amplitude modulated.
It sounds like a medical procedure. Amputated. Yeah.
Well, in his case, it was. But that was before penicillin. He's fine. He's fine. What does FM stand for in radio? Matt.
Frequency modulation.
Correct.
You'd be right. Right again.
Nerd.
I'm learning so much today.
Nerd.
Yeah.
What was the name
of... Are you catching it?
What was the name of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's famous radio speeches? Matt?
Fireside Chats.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good indeed.
Crushing it. Radio section. Matt Shortridge, who knew?
Well, his middle name does start with an R.
I'm old and boring.
Yes. You heard it here
finally,
first, folks.
Your time to shine.
Do not repeat that. Which famous 1938 radio drama caused panic when listeners thought Zoe?
It is The War of the Worlds.
It is.
Orson Welles.
Very good.
So fun.
Very good.
It's hard Love
for
that
me
story.
To imagine. Yeah, it is a great story. He was 29 when he did that to America. That's nerve. What is the international distress signal often transmitted via radio, Matt?
SOS.
It would be SOS.
Nice.
What does pirate radio refer to? Pirate radio. Yes, Matt.
Like operating a station without a license?
Spot on.
Nice.
Spot on.
Do you have to be on a boat?
I wouldn't go on a boat.
It's not radio if you're not. What's ham radio? What is ham radio? I'm glad you asked. Zoe.
This is a shot in the dark.
You go.
Is it like a radio that you is portable, that you transport?
I would love to give that to you, but I can't.
Nope.
Ham radio.
Like what is...
Define it.
It's the radio that you can broadcast from your home.
Yes. It's
and shortwave.
It's
shortwave radio.
All of that. They do happen to be licensed, which is part of what makes ham and not turkey.
Not
for
bacon. it's related to bacon radio.
Last one. What is the emergency broadcast system in the United States now called? What's been its name for a few years now?
Uh-oh.
Emergency broadcast system in the United States. Emergency alert.
I know this. And it It's gone. Nope. Nope.
No? No, no. Takers?
I don't know new things.
Well, here's a new thing. It's called the Emergency Alert System, the EAS.
Oh.
And
I think you
for
just
my
said
money,
that.
You hear it. I did. That's why Terry hit me hard.
I know.
Wow. Any of us could have gotten that
I would have
one.
Too.
Yikes.
You're too far away.
I would just keep reading through the whole rest of the script. So much for radio trivia. That was challenging.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Take it easy.
I think that might have been me.
Going
my gosh.
See what happens here.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
We have an upset.
Uh-oh. Yes. Uh-oh.
We have an upset here.
I'm so happy.
Wow.
What's nerd. Going on, Ann? What's going on?
Revenge of the nerds.
Matt has come from behind. He now is in the lead with 11 points.
No, woo! Really? Wow.
There's still
11.
Time. There's still time.
Oh, there's time. Oh, there's time.
Zoe is next with 10 points, and Emily has 7.
It's a game.
Ooh, yeah. It's a real one's game, I think.
It's true.
Now we're going to move on to pop music trivia.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Can we have a music category, please?
We don't want to
yes,
do
we
world
do,
history.
Emily.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Which is another example that you can pass those bucks along to me anytime you want and get just the category you want.
Ooh.
Okay, we have only 2 games left, and this is the one we've
you
all
did get
been
my check, didn't
waiting
you?
For. Check, Schmeck.
Still in the mail.
Check at the bank, okay? It's time to name that tune. We'll play snippets. You identify the song and the artist if you want to show off.
Whoa.
All of the songs will be associated in one way or another with the season, with fall.
Mm.
Okay?
Oh,
okay.
Just so you know, name that tune. Matt.
Pink Floyd. Well, it's on the wall.
Oh, my God, you Matt.
Keep going.
We don't need to actually. Control. Children, leave those kids alone.
No!
One more shot at the title, buddy. I'll give you the Pink Floyd
you.
Point. One more shot at the title.
All in all, you're
oh, fall.
Just
oh, the fall.
All in all, you just
okay.
Brick in the wall.
Yes.
Very wall. Good, man. Wow.
I think we all get a point for help supporting
that. Was an elaborate answer.
Could you give
very
everybody
and
a point?
Loved and cared for.
In addition, now Matt gets.
What's the point of that?
Well, Matt already has a point for Pink Floyd. And Zoe read him the answer, so at least I should give her a point.
Everybody gets a point?
Everybody
one
gets
point.
A point.
Okay.
And so, and Matt gets 2 because of the
Pink
Floyd.
Yeah, he got oh,
okay,
he
that
got
makes
well,
more sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got
yeah, yeah.
I don't feel like I just...
Oh, man, this is all so
oh,
difficult.
Oh, come on. You
yeah,
worked
yeah,
hard.
You do.
Number next, please.
Lovely.
One of the great songs ever.
Miles Davis.
If my husband's listening.
Use your damn buzzer.
We could just keep listening.
Yes.
That's fine.
Okay, we need a...
I don't know.
It was title.
If it's something fall.
Matt?
Autumn Leaves.
Autumn Leaves.
Miles Davis.
And it was Miles Davis. 2 points.
What a rock star.
Yeah.
Did you say 2 points?
He got Miles Davis.
He gets 1 free?
Artist, yes. Yeah. Yeah,
I see how we're playing.
You're got right. It. This is challenging. Thank you, my friend. Number next. Call me, baby, goddamn. Emily.
Sweater song.
Yes, it is.
Weezer.
Yeah.
Did you say?
Weezer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
That would be a 2-pointer.
Blown away.
Mm-hmm. Here's a tough one. Put your big kid pants on.
Uh-oh.
I don't have big
kids. Wow.
I didn't know this was a real
song. Zoe!
I don't know that. Is it not a real song?
I guess it is.
It's the football song is what I
sure,
call
we'll
it.
Sure, we'll give you the football
song. No, wait, what's
yeah.
it really
it's
called?
It's the NFL theme.
It's the NFL theme.
Okay.
For real?
Yeah.
It's really just called the NFL theme. Who wrote it? I don't know that.
Terry knows that, but it's so dumb we're not going to share it with you.
I thought it was definitely. Teenage Mutant Ninja
it's
Turtles.
It's like 27
it's
boys
definitely action
are credited
movie
with writing
oriented.
It.
Yeah.
Schreier, Mickey, and Bitsko, and Boopy, and Loppy. Okay.
My favorite artists.
How about another?
Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends.
You'd be right for 2 points.
It's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song. Last one, folks. Last one.
Come a little bit. Harvest
Emily.
Moon.
Yes.
Neil Young. Young.
4-2.
Gorgeous.
Wow. That was a good list. Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
Got that machine going in.
Big points this time.
I need a fall music playlist. I'm just going to listen to all those. Maybe not the football theme, but...
What? You're going to have that on loop. That'll be the whole playlist.
That might be the whole playlist. You're right.
Yeah, we got a real game going on.
We got
here.
A game. This is a game.
We got Matt at 15, Zoe at 14, and Emily at 12.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyone could win at this point. Anyone.
I believe in all of you.
I'm getting a little stressed out here.
Are you?
Don't take off your shirt.
But it's getting steamy. I'm getting steamy.
It is warm in the
studio. Well, we're going to give you a break and let you pledge pitch instead so we can slide for a few minutes. Just think about, hey, why do you like this station, Zoe? Why don't you go first? Why do you like this place?
I mean, everyone's so nice. It's so sweet. The programming is amazing. And I don't know. It's cool to have community radio in a small town. You should support us.
You certainly should. And you know what else you should do? Because this place... Hey, I'm not sure you folks can see this on the radio, but the thought of Anne's headphones stretching out the door... Could you... Let me hold that.
She's
hold
back.
That up to your mic. No, never mind.
she hasn't.
I was
yet.
About to say the place is jumping, which is a hoot and a half.
That's what
this.
I was going
to.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah,
out.
Go. Yeah.
Well, I'm just. We're in the
Do
little
you see
studio.
That number?
And we look
on
out
the board?
Through.
What are we at?
Yeah.
We're almost at 4,000.
Oh my gosh.
Chuh.
That was so fast.
Come
That's
on, get us
here.
There, folks. Get us Woo. There. 608-638-9378. Make your pledge.
Woo. And you really should just come by the station.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
It's, a
oh,
it's
yeah.
really like a party here, and it's and you try to imagine Viroqua without this here, and it would be a big empty nothing. You know, I mean, you know, we have a lot of really great things in town, but the energy here at the studio is so fantastic.
And hey, you know what?
Nice park benches outside. Mm-hmm. You can sit and hang out with your
group,
people.
The Group W bench.
The
right
Group
there.
W bench
Some
is right
Some of us are old
there.
Enough to remember what that's for.
Yes. Now, if there had been a quiz question about the
you
Group
and me,
W
buddy.
Bench.
Hey, we keep saying drop by. It occurs to me, you know, we got new folks in town. Where is the place to drop by? What's our address?
311 South Main Street, Viroqua, Wisconsin, right across from Wonder State. You
yes,
can,
it is. Little cup
grab
of
a
Joe.
Coffee when the Woolly Bear opens at noon, our backyard neighbor. You could stop over there.
Tyler
have a beer.
Was in this morning.
Yep, Tyler brings us
he
donuts.
He actually brought
It's his tradition, so
Aww,
yeah.
That is so
appreciated.
Nice.
Come celebrate yes. our birthday.
And what
is there a big party coming up?
You're in it.
This is it.
Oh,
party.
Is it? Oh,
yeah.
I'm.
Yeah.
We're gonna.
I always wondered what a party was
did
like.
Did you bring your instruments? Because you're the band. So.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing. What do you got there?
I got some thank yous.
Yay.
We want to say thank you to Molly. We want to say thank you to Brenda. Thanks so much. And wow, this is a long. Note here, but I'm going to keep it short.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got Scott from Portland, Oregon.
Whoa. No, Scott.
Scott Suter.
Apparently, he was our listener spotlight in the fall 2024 newsletter. He says, happy
knows.
Birthday, and he much appreciates the Friday night DJs.
Oh, Scott, you're the best.
Thank you, Scott.
Wow.
All the way from Portland.
Thank you, Indiana. Scott.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Brenda and Molly.
Emily, you got that. Glow in your eyes.
I do.
You have an inside track here, don't you? This
yes.
Scott
I have engaged with Scott quite a bit. It's so fun, like, to get to connect with people from not only just throughout Viroqua that absolutely love the station, but across the country and even across the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really special, unique thing we've got going on here, and we couldn't do it with all of that support. So we couldn't do it without all of that support,
That's right.
Thank you.
Amen, yeah, our sister. Individual donations, donor donations, make up the vast majority of our income that keeps the station going. So we had some. I'm going to tell you a quick little story here. I was here on Saturday morning.
Yeah, go. You
and
got
a guy came in here from Florida, Sarasota, and listens to our. He has his own community station, radio stations down there that he enjoys, but he streams WDRT. That's loves awesome. It. Special. In Florida. So,
because he can feel the love. Like, you mm-hmm. can feel just the authenticity
That's right.
that the station brings every mm-hmm. day.
Mm-hmm. It's true. We actually had a person who would not want to be named come in this morning just to read a poem to Laura Erickson and deliver a package of his writings to her. And I'm thinking, this doesn't happen. Yeah. Anywhere well, else,
right?
And so much of radio in the in this day and age is just getting more and more consolidated by yeah. big, you know, media corporations and yep. stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And to find and to have something like this that still is 100% independent like this is,
yeah.
in a small town, right up the street from where you live, is like amazing.
Yeah. It's a gem.
We Amen, need it. Brother. We need it now more than ever.
Amen. Right.
Yep.
Yes, these are the days, aren't they, folks? These. Are the days. So finish that on a happier note, will you? Get your butt down here.
Come say hi. We'll
Bring
wave
a
at
check
you.
With you. We'll give you a cup of something and a nosh of something. But come say hello. Laura's still here. Bless her heart. She's still here. She told me she got up at 4:17 this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Whew. She is an early riser. That's how she gets those.
The worms.
But yeah. All the
is that what that was in
yeah.
her?
Oh, yeah.
She had a handful of something. Okay, folks, you know what? Oh, yeah.
The big roundup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hit them up.
It's time for the final round. Each panelist will be asked a series of questions in rapid order. They will have 40 seconds to answer as many as they can. I caution you not to waste time in a question that is stumping you. Move on. We'll come back to it if we still have time. The order of play will be Emily, followed by Matt, followed by Zoe.
Okay.
For Emily, big, are big you finish. Ready?
I think so.
You can.
There we go.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's ready.
Breathe
now
in that. Tranquility.
Now I'm uber ready. Zen.
Here we go.
Do I have to buzz?
No.
Okay.
Drop that, everybody. Drop those
Let
buzzers. This is, you're
your
on
hands.
Your own. And this is you and only you.
Great.
Wow.
Emily, name a politician who was at the recent Pierce Hill rally, one of them.
Bernie Sanders.
Right. Buddy. What do we call donors who contribute monthly?
Sustainers.
They're right. Name a ride at the county fair.
Ferris wheel.
Right.
Terrifying, by the way, I did.
Yeah, yeah, amen, sister.
Don't recommend.
Name a school in Viroqua, any school.
Pleasant Ridge,
buddy. Right. Where is WDRT on the FM dial?
Oh, my God. 91.9. Wow, I was facing that.
What fall month has the fewest days?
February? What? What was the question?
Fall. What fall?
Oh, I thought you said full.
So
I misheard.
You know what? I will give you, that. What fall month has the fewest days? And this will count for you.
September.
Okay, no, you didn't get it anyway.
It's the answer.
It's November, and it has 30 days.
Oh, so does dang. September.
30 days have September.
September has 31? Okay.
What?
Well, whatever.
All the rest.
Yeah, I thought you knew everything about September.
I clearly
what?
Not.
What?
I don't
thought
think that's right. I'm
going to
say it on the radio. Pretty sure there's 30 days in September.
There are 30 days in September.
I think Emily gets the point either
We'll
way,
give you a
so
point.
It doesn't matter,
okay.
But,
yeah. See, thank you, September expert here. Got my bag. Good thing we've got her.
Yeah.
You know what? I have a question here just for fun.
I love
this
it.
This is directed at you.
Give it to me.
How old were you in November of 2016?
I don't even know how old I am right now. I regularly forget how old I am.
I'll give you two
and
more
I
seconds.
I can't math. Ed, I don't Aww. Know.
Okay.
Neither do we. It's
I'll
okay.
throw this up for anybody.
Wait,
how old
2016?
Was Emily?
In November 2016?
Yeah.
But what year
it's
is
not
it?
For a point. 20, don't
25.
Worry.
I can't.
Don't worry.
9 years ago?
Minus
is this
nine.
One an actual question?
32?
Yeah.
Oh. 32?
Yes. Yes, nice. You were 32. Yes.
How
honestly.
Do you know?
How do you know?
I know stuff.
How do you know?
Wow.
This
That's
is
great.
The quiz show.
Yeah. Cool. Now, it's getting weird.
So wise.
It's getting weird.
Is this a point thing? What are we doing here?
That was not a point. No. It would have
you
been.
You just what, really what, wanted to the, make my math.
But the time ran out last Monday, I think. So, yes. The point was we're moving on,
mm-hmm.
which
Fair.
Means, Matt, are you ready?
No. No.
Well, you're going to be.
Are these
yeah,
special?
You are. You're
say,
ready.
Say yes and
are
we'll go.
Are these special questions just for me?
Absolutely. Okay. Name a country present at the recent Ukraine peace negotiations at the White House. The country that was there.
The United States.
Yes. Name a DRT thank you gift.
Fanny pack.
Yes. Name a food at the county fair.
Hub fries.
Yes. Name a mayor of Viroqua, past or present.
Justin Running.
Yes. What day did DRT begin broadcasting?
1906.
Wrong. What holiday is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November?
The fourth, Thanksgiving.
You'd be right. Now, since you ran out of time, this won't be worth a point either. How old were you in August of 1971?
Oh, my gosh.
In August of 71, I was...
So you know what's coming, young lady.
I'm so scared. I'm like trying to calculate how old I was at any given year.
I was seven.
You were seven. Wow. Very good. I wish I could give you a point, but, you know, that's life.
But what was the point? That's no point.
Okay. That's very good. You are quick. Zoe.
Here we go.
This is it. The final contestant of the final quiz of the day.
Breathing.
You okay?
Yep. Okay. We're good.
What immigration agency has the same name as what you make in the freezer?
ICE?
Yes. Boom. How much money did OV put up for its match?
$5,000?
Yes. Name an event at the county fair.
Oh, the demolition
derby. Yes. Where can you get a cup of coffee in Viroqua?
Oh, go across the street to Wonder State
yes.
Coffee.
When is DRT's one-day pledge drive?
Today.
Yes.
September 19th.
What do you carve jack-o'-lanterns
17th,
from?
17th, sorry. I don't know
what it is. What do you carve jack-o'-lanterns from?
Pumpkins, yes. Usually.
How old were you in June of 1990?
I wasn't born yet.
Yes,
no
you're right.
Way.
That wasn't fair to them.
No.
That's not fair to them.
She didn't have to math or anything.
Negative numbers.
There's a little lesson
How's
there.
How's that possible?
She actually got to that question before her time ran out. So, you know, just saying.
Just saying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Oh, this boy. We got to give this lady some time here. Oh. This is the hard part, folks. This is because the prizes are awesome,
hard.
As you know.
Of course.
There's going to be some tears and some tears of joy.
I'm getting a little weepy
tears
myself.
Tears of sorrow.
Just woo. Regrets.
Oh,
no regrets. No regrets.
No regrets. Not a one.
There's
no
the
regrets.
Sigh. The big sigh from the squirt creeper.
Wow.
Well, what a ride, huh?
It has been.
Emily, you came in at a very respectable 17.
Thank you. Did my best.
Yeah. Come on.
Matt, I mean, really.
Came from behind.
What a rough start.
20 points.
Dang, Matt.
Well, it wasn't really, enough.
Rarely seen.
I'm not enough.
No, don't say that.
Zoe is in the lead. Zoe's the winner today with 21.
But oh, wow. man.
You really gave
well
me a round
done.
Of applause.
Well done. Zoe.
Nice. So fun.
That means.
Do we have some crowd control for the audience?
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm
they're
sorry.
Really pushing. They're,
would you come back for the next quiz show?
If you'll have me.
You are the champion.
Yes. Oh, boy.
We like having champions back.
Gotta That's defend. Right.
And just so y'all know, all y'all know this. It's on Halloween.
Spooky.
Okay. Well, my friends, I hope you had as much fun out there as we had over here. You ought to think about joining us on the quiz show. So drop us a line and we'll get you on. I want to thank our Wizard of the Accounts, Ann Altman. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Yeah.
Our
the
expert
the
panelists,
bomb.
Emily Grantham and Matt Shortridge and Zoe Drew King. You folks are the best. A thousand thanks to our special guest, Laura Erickson, for playing with us.
Yeah.
And my forever thanks to the producer of this crazy show, The Quiz Show, Terry O'Connor.
Terry.
And you
Most
are?
Of all, thanks to you folks for tuning in. We do appreciate it. Hey, we'll be here all day asking for your support, so call in, stop in, help us out, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks,
on
Ed.
The quiz show.
Woo!
So fun. Thank you, Ed.
Ca-caw. Oh